Hello, everyone. Okay. This is an instance in which I turned the mic on way too early for what I wanted to do. Wait, George Carlin does this. I wonder if this works. Do you guys want to hear me take a sip of water? Hold on. Hopefully that was disgusting. I didn't need to take water. I prepared to do that before. Hi, guys. Hi. Thank you for listening to Bit Radio. So what we're going to do for you today is I've been so busy with this live show. My other podcast, Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me, me and Dan Kane are having a live show on the 26th of August at Art Cafe Bar, 886 Pacific Street. I sort of wanted to do the normal copy, but I wasn't really dedicating to it. Every time I said a sentence of it, I was sort of pulling back from it. So me and Dan Kane are doing a live version of our podcast, Wait, Wait, Don't Fuck Me, this Wednesday, August 26th at Art Cafe Bar, 886 Pacific Street, Brooklyn, New York. So if you're in the area at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., that's when we start. We're going to have a live version of our podcast. It's pretty exciting. But that's not why I'm on here to talk to you about I guess it kind of is, but I've been so busy with that we haven't really had time to edit Bit Radio, and this season of Bit Radio was so intense and in-depth, and really the only way we could be consistent with it is putting out little chunks at a time, you know, each little sketch as we go, and we promise we're going to have the full thing. You're getting sort of a stream of consciousness thing. This is a bonus. Look at you. Everybody's being so nice, and everybody's being supportive of listening to it and taking it in bits. But I've been so busy with the Festival of Colors, which is Bit Radio is a sponsored podcast by the Festival of Colors happening at Art Cafe Bar starting. Hold on. I got to kill a bug. You guys want to hear me go on this epic adventure of killing a bug? Oh, he heard me. No, your time is nigh, young man. Your time is here. Your death is upon you. I shall get a weapon. I shall choose a weapon. I gotta find a weapon. I'm gonna use a shoe. You know this blade. It's a shoe. I really am killing a bug. This isn't a bit. You're dead, motherfucker. Oh, don't call bugs motherfuckers, because I think that's an issue with bugs. So it's offensive to them. Gotcha, you son of a cock! Okay. Okay, well, death is a part of our life, and we should all respect it, but also I have pets, so I can't really let bugs just float around. Well, that was a bummer. No, so the reason I wanted to talk to you today is I can't believe how fucking real that was. Oh, man. And by the way, mic on, mic off, that's how I kill a bug, is I talk to it like that, I look for the shoe, and this is what I do. This was supposed to be a 30-second thing. It's the Festival of Colors this week at Art Cafe Bar. Come, there's a lot of events starting this Sunday, the 23rd. There's something happening every single day. Come on down. Wednesday is going to be my live show. Saturday is going to be a film festival. It's just going to be a ball. You can go to ourherocomic.com and check out the details on it. But I wanted to tell you about another person, Patrick Riley, who's a very funny comedian, and he's a comic artist. A bit confusing, this comic, you know, you get it. You get what I'm saying here. But Pat is going to be on our live show. I can call him Pat. Look, if you see Pat, don't call him Pat. He'll get angry. It's Patrick to you. Patrick J. Riley. Commissaris. I don't know. I wanted to throw like an Esquire at the end of it, but I couldn't think of anything fancier than Esquire. So Patrick J. Riley, Commissaris. I'm going to read, he gave me something to read because Patrick writes a series called Me, starting with Me 1, Me 2, Me 3, moving all the way up into 8, and he's putting together a compendium of them, and he's got this Indiegogo happening right now, and I wanted to put out an ad because I very much support it. Me is a comic book about Patrick writing a comic book about himself in a comic book about himself. It has been well received with, wait, what music should I put over this? Okay, listen, vote right in now. I'm in a pause. You text Patrick 1 for me to put in, old-timey Southern music, and text Patrick 2 for me to put in, sort of dramatic folk music. Okay, the votes are in. Let's start the copy over. Me is a comic book about Patrick writing a comic about himself in a comic about himself. It has been well received, with people calling it surprisingly charming, weirdly honest and sweet, and full of TMI. You can donate at some ridiculous URL that he expects me to read. I'll read it, Patrick. I'll read it for you. http://igg.me/@/me comic book. I'll put that link up, digital people. I know he wants me to read this exactly, but I'm not gonna do that. When you donate, you can get cool rewards like copies of the book, original artwork, and if you're generous enough, a complete original comic book about you. Please donate to what comicbookresources.com are calling technically a comic book. Me. Available now. Patrick works at Carmine Comics, which is also a home for artists, but fuck that shit. This week, August 26th, you can come see him at a live show of my other podcast, which has nothing to do with this podcast. Okay, so this is all just the intro to what I actually want to give you today. I was on another podcast, look at me, just talking about me. And me. See, that's why his whole thing is confusing. So I was on a podcast called Podcast Monsters, which is about Pokemon. And you should listen to it. It has a whole bunch of people at Forever Dog. And it's just Andrew, Gabe, and Casey are wonderful people. And I was on it and really nerded out. My episode is wonderful. But all the episodes are wonderful. And if you don't like Pokemon and you will also listen to this podcast, I'm very surprised. Very surprised you fit in a Venn. You know when you look at a Venn diagram and you're like, well, that's not even Venning. Is that what it's called when they smush together? I think that's it. You have a Venn, because otherwise it's just a diagram. It's the Venning that's really important. This is one of these jokes that makes me laugh a lot to me, just calling it Venning and how much they Venn. And then some math nerd's going to ruin it and be like, well, that is actually what it's, I don't care. For me, it's fun that I'm wrong. Either way, if you don't like Pokemon and you listen to Bit Radio, I'm quite surprised. But Podcast Monsters is a podcast about Pokemon where we watch an episode of Pokemon. And at the end, they review it. Now, I talked so goddamn much that they didn't get to put up a review. I didn't even get to the part where you review the episode. So normally what they do is they have Crap Ball, Great Ball, Ultra Ball, and Master Ball for the episode we watched. So I didn't get to do that. So as a courtesy, I recorded a review for them. Now, here's the fucked up shit, guys. They didn't put my review on their episode, mostly because it's their podcast, and who the hell am I to just record something and expect them to put it on? So I'm releasing it to you here now today for now today. Today. So, give it a listen. You'll hear my review of the Pokemon episode we watched, which is the introduction to Jigglypuff. I don't remember the name of the episode. I could look it up. You gonna make me do that? You gonna make me do? You want a bibliography for this podcast? Listen, I've done that before. I've listed bibliographies for podcasts. You want a bibliography? Well, I'm not gonna do it. You want it in Chicago style? You want it in WWRA, I don't, what are the different citations? You know, that's like, everyone needs a passion in life, but I have a hard time. You really want me to use MLA to cite something? Really? Is that really? I make that joke, but actually, I looked up some of them once. Some of them are useless. Like, you might as well not have a bibliography. Either way, this has been the nerdiest thing I've ever done. We did a podcast, like a Indiegogo. Listen, these are words I'm saying. This is the nerdiest couple of things that I've said in the last minutes. They're talking about Pokemon and Indiegogo and indie comic books. So I'm a little nerded out right now to go really into my bibliography preferences. Oh, that was exhaustingly nerdy. What's the time from ghost to spirit to heaven? Is the bug I killed a few minutes ago, is he a ghost? There's some implication that people have to travel up to heaven. I can't be the first one to think of this. The travel time. What's the rule there? What's the... Oh, hey, religions. I know religions have started losing steam lately because, you know, the philosophies are all over the place and sort of getting converts and things like that. Hey, if someone has a speed pass, you know, like let's say you get to use the listen, if your religion is the Pulaski Skyway of getting the travel time up to highways, up to heaven, I'm not doing that religion. Who's got the Concorde of travel time from your body up to heaven? That's what I want. Start pitching people on it. Start pitching people on fat. Listen, here's what we can give to you in our religion. Fast upload download speed from you to heaven. Free Wi-Fi on the way up. Okay. Now this is the nerdiest thing. And I'm so... When you see how short this thing I've just introed is, you will realize how nice I'm being. How much I'm really giving you a lot. How much I'm really, really, really giving you so much here. I just... Because I feel bad that we... I'm just... I mean... Listen, to be honest, this introduction is keeping me away from a fresh, unopened box of Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1. I haven't seen the movie before. All right, now I have to come clean. I have seen the movie. I watched it this morning already, because when you're a podcaster, you have the time to watch a Hunger Game DVD twice. Actually, you know what? I said Hunger Game. Hunger Games. You can officially at Mockingjay, if you didn't know this, Hunger Games is the whole thing. Two games going on. It's the Hunger Games. Talks about the history of the games. But one movie, one book, Hunger Game. There's one Hunger Game per book. Except, of course, for Mockingjay, in which there is no, well, I don't want to spoil anything. But so by this one, I can call it a Hunger Games movie. I guess there's only one movie you can really call a Hunger Games. I don't want to spoil Hunger Games for you. I feel like it's something that's talked about a lot, but people really don't know a lot about Hunger Games. They don't know too much about the series. Should I do... Hey, vote in if I should do a stream of consciousness show. I mean, I'm sort of doing it right now. This is how lost I would get, though. This is how lost I would get that the joke I made earlier about you being able to text in what music I play, I actually think that there's a vote-in system. Oh, God, I'm stupid. Okay, so this is my review of the episode of Pokemon I watched, I think 45, about Jigglypuff. 44 or 45, about Jigglypuff on the podcast Monsters. And do you even remember the promos I did before? Who knows? Maybe I'll put one at the end. Maybe I'll just keep putting them in. Start a promo now. I realized I don't have enough promos. I was going to do that joke, but there's not enough. Listen, I'll do... the editing's happening here. But I can't... That joke doesn't even make sense. I can't have a promo for 4 seconds. What would I... It doesn't... I would just have a word being cut off, I guess? I don't know. Maybe... there's a way I could do it, but at the same time, just enjoy this review of Pokemon. Goodbye. Thank you. Come see me live next week, Wednesday and Saturday, and come to the bar. Is it that I can't stop talking? Is it that I'm afraid I'll die if I stop talking? No, it's not. Listen to this thing I made. Goodbye. Hey, guys, Podcast Monsters. Hi, Pod. Let me do that again. Hey, I just want to do this really clean for you guys so it's quick and you can have it in the podcast. Let me just do it really. You know what? Hold on. Because I know you guys need my review for the episode. Let me just... there's this fan and it's always on. Let me just turn it off so that you guys don't... That's better. Okay. So, hi, guys. Podcast Monsters. Just trying to do this so quick so that you can just drop... I know we talked for a long time and I can be long-winded. Just drop this in the episode. My review of the... Hold on. My door is like... I'm doing this in the morning real quick. It's commuter time, so I am going to close this door because sometimes you can hear the train going by. Let me just do that, too, so I can just get my review. Hold on. That's so much better. Okay, so let me just tell you my review of the episode. It's quick, you know, crap ball, pokeball, great ball, master ball. Just going to... Hold on 1 second, because I don't have a cat, but my neighbor's cat, she needs me to throw food at it. So give me a second to just do that for her. But I'm going to keep this rolling. You edit it down. I just want you to be able to hear me really clearly. Hold on. This cat loves when I do this. So let me just, it'll be great. It's like a Pokemon, right? Having a pet, it's like a Pokemon. No, it's not. You're a crazy person. Pokemon are fictional. Hold on. Let me just feed this cat. I hope you can hear me now. I hope you can hear me fine. The episode is, of course, on the wall of all Pokemon. Great. Thanks, guys.